Good morning. Is this David?
Yes.
David, this is Kim out of our Des Moines office. How are you today?
Good.
So, braving the weather, how are the roads up there?
Kind of crappy, really.
Well, I'm glad you made it safe.
I took my wife to work this morning, so...
Right.
Yeah, I gave her a ride to work, and then... they're getting better now. They salt them and stuff, so...
That's good, yeah. Probably not as bad down here in Des Moines as it is up there, so you gave it to me.
Well, I hope not, yeah.
Well, so congratulations, $20,000. When did
you
find out about this?
Sunday.
Sunday, oh my gosh. How did you check and find out?
I checked my own tickets. As a matter of fact, I was in a Casey's and I just scanned it through there. And when it first came up, usually it says you're a winner, and I don't think it did. I think it just said 20,000 to your, lottery, whatever. And so I ran through probably half a dozen times.
<They're> broken.
There you go. Uh-huh.
Never told
it might have been. Before. Yeah, it might have been more than half.
You're probably like, sir, do you need some help over there?
By the time I left, I was shaking. And I had this goofy grin on my face, but, I just kind of walked out of there like, wow.
Right, that's what I would do.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So this was the drawing on February 14th, so Valentine's Day.
Yes.
So did you pick any special numbers or?
No. This was just I get quite a few tickets there. I play this game, the Lotto America, more often than I do the others. First of all, I think my odds are better, and secondly, you win a little more. I mean, you win easier. $2 here, $2 there. Mm-hmm. So like the Powerball now, it's up over 200 million. So I have bought a ticket for that.
Gotta jump on that, right?
Yeah, but if I buy tickets, I guess I buy tickets all over the place. I buy one here, one there, one here. But no, there was no special numbers.
Right. So you got this Sunday, and when did you tell your wife? How did you tell your wife?
She was on the phone talking to my daughter, and I had to write it on a piece of paper.
Casually slide that over.
Yeah. And then she says, "You won $2, so what?" So I said, "No, look at these zeros on it."
A couple more zeros there, huh?
Uh-huh.
Oh my gosh. So did she end the conversation with your daughter? She keep going?
No, she told my daughter who when they got off the phone I have two daughters and a son.
Mm-hmm.
And they all live out of state, so in a matter of 10 minutes, I got some text back home to say, congratulations. I told her daughter, and she told everybody right away. So
that tends to happen. Yep. That's
awesome.
What's your wife's name?
Mary.
Oh my gosh, I bet she was just thrilled.
Yeah. And she was there. Yeah. So as I said, she was working today. Otherwise, she was going to come down here too. But.
Mm-hmm. And are you still working then, or?
No. In fact, I retired in December.
Well, that's nice. So this will help.
Yeah. Right. We were, I've been looking for another vehicle since I have two children in San Antonio, one in Columbus, Ohio. And I have family in the Carroll area, Iowa area.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, I just don't, we talked about traveling, we're going down south and stuff for the wintertime. So I was looking for another vehicle, but I've been looking for about a month. So this, we were talking about this. This will help quite a bit, but. I really don't know. Let's see what happens.
Well, it's exciting. And, when roads are like this, when are we going down to Southampton?
Yeah. Well, yeah. No, that's true. I mean, as cold as it's been the last 6 weeks, it's been pretty brutal around here, so.
Right.
But, it's cool. It is really neat.
It's fun. It's exciting, and I mean that's why you play with the hope of winning. And here you are. And
well, I told a gentleman here that this isn't the first time I did this.
Yeah.
I told him back in the last week in June of 2008. We lived in Central Nebraska. Lived in Central Nebraska for 25 years.
Okay.
And I picked. I got five out of six on the Powerball.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so It's always, they always say that, you know, it's easier for the, it's easier to win the second time than after the first time.
And here you are.
Well, yeah. Yeah, it's true. You know, so, I don't know. I still, you know, I talked about it, I still shake, so.
Great. You know, well, I do it. It's exciting. It's not every day you just scan your ticket and all of a sudden you're holding a $20,000 ticket.
No, no, that's why I thought the machine, like you said, the machine was broke. You know, I always say the machine's broke because all it ever says is you're not a winner, so.
Yeah, and then sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah, yeah, well, yeah, surprise.
A good surprise.
Yeah, right, right.
So
yeah.
That bad boy over, sign it, don't lose it, lock it up.
Yeah. No, as a matter of fact, you know, the kids said that. They said, well, hide it someplace. And I said, no, you know, it's not. I said, I had an addresser, and you know, my wife knew that, so.
Yeah. Yeah. You always say make sure you sign it, make sure it's yours.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You have to drop it or something, or the window
right.
Has it.
Right, 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 yeah.
Got my name on there. Okay,
yeah.
Yep, that's exciting. So you're still going to play? And
oh, yeah, as a matter of fact, I bought some Lotto America tickets for coming down here.
Awesome. There you go. Hey, you can be back again for that jackpot.
Well, that's you know, hey, that's the whole idea. I mean, that's up there a long ways, and I feel it's, you know, your odds are, I look at that, I say my odds are 10 times better at that than they are at the Powerball or Mega Million. So.
Yeah, they are. They're good odds. The game's only
right.
A buck. I mean,
yeah.
It's a fun little game, and, you know, it's just easy to play. And
yes.
So do you ever pick your own numbers or just say, hey, let's
make No, I do. I do have numbers I pick. As a matter of fact, I've chosen these numbers for, well, as a matter of fact, I lived in Central Nebraska when my father was still around, back in the 80s when Iowa started this.
Mm-hmm.
He sent me a list of the least picked numbers there were, and that's the numbers I chose.
Awesome.
And, you know, so that's the numbers I've always played, but I used to send him, I'd send him some money in the mail, and then he'd buy the tickets, send the tickets back, and probably back in, you know, mid-90s or early-90s, something like that,
mm-hmm.
He sent me $600. And he said, you won that, and,
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. And I told him, I said, you know, I said, we need to take your cut out of it. He said, no, you know, so we had a little, the next mile at home, we had to, you know, had to give him something.
Right. When you won back in 2008, did you pick those numbers? Was that
no.
Set of numbers or just random?
No, that was just a quick pick or what they call it.
Right. Yeah. Quick pick. Yep.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
So I gotta ask, do you consider yourself a lucky person?
Yes.
Good.
Yep.
Well, you are.
Thank you.
You keep doing
it. No, you know,
it.
Really. Yeah. No, you know that's yeah. And, you know, I win, as a matter of fact, when I stopped to get the tickets today, I had a $2 winner. So then I got $2 more, you know, so.
Yeah.
But I called my cigarette money because I quit smoking.
Okay.
35 years ago.
Nice, good for you.
And, yeah, well, cigarettes are going from 90 cents to a dollar a pack.
Yeah.
And I said, I'm not going to pay a dollar a pack. So then that's when I said, well, I can spend, blow that money a lottery ticket to it.
And maybe get back. It won't hurt your health.
Right, right. You know, but, you know, cigarettes are like $6 a pack now, something like that, $5 a pack. And I thought, you know, I don't, it's something I can't afford. I can't afford to spend $5 a day on cigarettes. I smoke a pack a day. So
right.
I just spend a few, I might spend a few dollars. And, you know, I guess I might spend more than that, too, depending
right.
on what the tickets are.
Right, absolutely.
But
it's exciting and it's fun, you know.
It is fun, yeah. Especially when you win.
Yeah, right. Especially when you win. Well, I'm glad our machine wasn't broken. I'm glad it was accurate.
You.
You know, I know a lot of people are like, you know, I know the machine told me or the website told me, but you know, until I get to the lottery office and they.
Well, that's true. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. That's what I said. I ran the tickets through at least a half a dozen times. I know that, but.
Right.
No.
Yeah, and when they hand you that check, it becomes pretty real.
Yeah, well, no, really, yeah, it does. And that's, you know, that's why I guess that's why I shake it. It opens your eyes a little bit more, and you get a little, you know, you get a few more views of something else, and, you know, hopefully it'll make it a little bit easier for everybody. But.
Well, yeah, I mean, you get to have that vehicle, you can go see your kids, go hang out where it's warmer.
Well, and I'm too cheap.
Right?
I told my wife, I said, I'm too cheap to go, but, you know, the vehicle has, you know, it's 5 years old, but it's not that, and,
yeah.
You know, but, so I don't know, we're discussing it yet.
Well, yeah, I mean, you just tuck it away in the bank. There's no hurry, so.
Yep, exactly.
You've got it, and that's what matters, so.
Well, I'll say, you know, now that I'm retired, I can spend a lot of time doing nothing, so I can dwell on it. Yeah.
I get some research time now.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, I do, yeah.
So do you mind if I ask how old you are?
66.
Awesome. Well, I think that's a great start to your retirement, if I do say
so.
It is. Awesome. Well, congratulations, David. Make it home safe. Be careful in this yucky weather.
Yeah, it is. Right. Yeah. Tomorrow the sun will shine and it'll all be gone. So.
Absolutely. All right. Well, maybe we'll see you again sometime, okay?
I hope so. I plan on it.
Right.
Thank
well,
you.
We'll save a date.
I will. All right.
Thanks, David.
Okay, bye-bye. Thank you. Bye-bye.